Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Idiot Sandwich. This week's sandwich is just nuts. There's not even any bread, no cheese, no other fixins, only nuts. Everything that you've known, everything that every person you've loved, everything, every food you've ever eaten that you enjoyed and you liked, or even the foods that you didn't like, it's all nuts now. Your home is nuts, your car is nuts, everything's nuts. Anyway, but especially this sandwich is only nuts, mostly almonds. Welcome to Idiot Sandwich.
Well, I've got a beaded curtain when it's still, it looks like Jesus. Not much of a believer, but I dig the way it looks. So don't you try to tell me about souls and second comings. First of which of mine is filthy from all the time it took to make my own religion, crashing in my best friend's living room.
What you been eating a lot of recently, Brent? I happen to notice that there was a bag of almonds down there.
Yeah, I've been eating a lot of almonds.
Down in our living room. Was it perhaps related to that?
I mean, sort of. And also, we started making that Almond Joy latte at work. It's really good.
Yeah.
And I'm really into it.
That's good. I think it's good. It's just a little sweet for my taste. Mm. Yeah. But still really good. I just noticed when you handed it to me today and I took a sip of it, the first sip, really good because it was hot. Mm-hmm. Second, like whenever you're like, here, hat, you can have the rest of this. I was like, I want this less.
Yeah. It wasn't very hot when I left, which was weird because I know I steamed it right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe I didn't. Well, I lost that. Anyway.
Oh, no. The bobby pin harmonica is gone. And by gone, I mean it's just at an awkward enough spot that I, like...
No, don't worry about it.
Just, I'm not going for it. I just can't even see it, so I'm not even going to bother.
It's probably lost, honestly.
Anyways, welcome to Idiot Sandwich.
Yes, welcome.
I'm Pat.
And I'm Pat.
No.
Oh.
That's Brent.
Yeah, and I'm... Pat.
Fuck it. Who cares?
Just kidding. Man. That's Pat.
And that's Brent.
Yeah, we did it.
And we are...
So who's who?
Pran.
Oh, didn't like that.
Or Bat. Or Brat.
Chicken of the Cave.
Brett. Oh. That's what our names would be combined.
Brett.
Brad. B-R-E-A-T-T.
Where does the N go?
It doesn't.
I have an N.
I don't.
Oh. But I don't have a P.
No, you don't.
Nope. Whatever.
I don't know.
This is a stupid bit.
I'm adding an extra T onto mine, so that way it makes it seem like we have an equal amount of letters.
Well, even if you added one T on yours, it'd still only be four letters.
I don't care.
What, you want three Ts?
No, I feel like that's just adding too many Ts. Two Ts you can get away with.
It's a little excessive, yeah.
You don't see anyone spell like, Matt with three Ts.
You never see that.
You never should.
You never see that, Pat, what do you got this week? What do you got?
Not an extraordinary amount.
Oh, yeah, really? You don't have anything interesting?
Fuck you. But, I mean, last week was really, really good, and I was, really expecting to lead into this one with something, but then nothing happened.
Oh.
We recorded.
Why do you ever expect?
It's a good question. It's a very, very good question.
Yeah.
Today is...
Pat.
The 9th. So I was in Fairview for a while, wasn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I got that. I went to Fairview, Tennessee for a couple of days.
Tennessee?
Yeah.
I thought it was in Illinois for some reason.
Nah, we went south, not north. Yeah.
Illinois is west of us. So that's a little north, I guess.
We're in one of those spots. I have no idea... I had a conversation with Allison's mom about like the location of us in Fairview when we were there compared to Louisville.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
And
really
she
far
got
away.
Super confused because she was like, oh no, we're on the same, it's on the same level. I was like, what are you talking about? She was talking about from Murray. If you drew a line. I still don't think that's right.
No.
But either way, I don't like talking about locations with people because I just get more and more confused.
Yeah.
Did we talk about on here, like, how, like, anytime you say distance, like, I normally say distance and time.
Yeah. We talked about that last week, I think.
Yeah. This was a situation where no matter what we were talking about, I just got more and more confused.
Yeah.
Yeah, because sure. Every time I, like, look at them, because we, in Boonville, it is almost like just Boonville, Louisville. Like, it's just kind of offset by a little bit.
Yeah.
But you could almost draw a line.
Yeah.
And it bothers me that there are parts of Kentucky that, like, are slightly more north of us. It bothers me just a little bit.
That's stupid, man.
It's stupid that it bothers me, I know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I went to Fairview, got introduced to a place called Dirt Cheap, which is basically just, like, a sick peddler's mall.
Yeah.
It's, like, dope. Saw a cool jacket, did not get it, because that jacket was about $40.
Mm.
Yep.
This is gearing up to be a real good story.
No, it's not. Oh. It's just what I did.
Yeah.
Drove down there, checked out a shitty barbecue place that had a sandwich called the Pat Attack, which was a huge disappointment.
Oh, wow. You should actually tell that story.
All right, so Allison was already, like, talking about this. We talked about the Fairview trip, and she was like, I want to take you to this barbecue place in Paris. And I don't... No,
wait, is Fairview close to Paris?
Fairview is, like, if you're going to Fairview, you're going through Paris. It's still, like, a two-hour drive.
Oh, okay, so no is the answer.
No, it's not. It's just we had to go through Paris regardless.
Yeah.
But there's a barbecue place, and I don't have the name right now. I'll send you, I don't even know if I have the picture. Doesn't matter. Go in, and there's, like, it's on this, like, corner lot with no parking. There's, like, two parking spots, maybe, if your car is small enough that it doesn't sit on the sidewalk.
Okay.
So we go in, and they have three chairs for waiting and, like, a small, like, fridge for drinks.
Okay.
A menu, mm-hmm. just displaying, like, sandwiches and ribs and pork and, like, beef and products and shit. And a counter with a
like
cash
a big
register.
Menu up in the on the wall.
Up on the corner, yeah. And they had, like, a bunch of paper menus over on the counter and then one laminated to their countertop. And in this, and we could see the smokers outside. We go in, and there are two small blonde girls running this eatery,
mm-hmm.
which blew my mind because they were not who I thought. I was expecting just, like, Southern dudes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if I'm the fool in that situation, anybody can run their own barbecue place. Run your own barbecue place, whoever you are.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you have a thing on your menu called the Pat Attack. Don't serve it. We go in. We've never been to this place. I think we've made it pretty clear we've never been here by the amount of time we're staring at the menu and how unfamiliar we are with everything.
Right.
And so we go up. Allison orders just a regular, like, barbecue sandwich. You know, the safe bet. Pretty easy.
Yeah.
I go up and I'm
Well, I mean, how the heck are you not gonna order the Pat Attack though?
That's what I mean. It's like my nickname. It's like my namesake. I was like, I want to get the Pat Attack. It mm-hmm. sounds good. So I ordered it and I go up and they go, all right, would you like that mild or spicy? I was like, spicy. I would love that spicy.
Yeah.
Of course. Pay for it, go and sit down. Couple minutes pass.
Well, keep in mind that you don't actually know at this point what the Pat Attack actually is, mm-mm. right? You don't, like, you didn't read a description.
No idea. I know it is a sandwich.
Yeah.
Classified as other sandwiches. Don't know what's on it.
No description.
None. I don't even know the kind of barbecue I'm getting on the sandwich. Couple of minutes pass, and the register girl comes back out and says, I'm so sorry, we don't have the pork rinds that go on the sandwich. Is that okay? And I was like, just naturally, I was like so passive. I was just like, yeah, it's totally fine. We're all good there. She goes, all right, do you still want the jalapenos though? And I was like, yes, please. It's like, I don't know what's on this sandwich. Just assume to make the sandwich. I've never been here before. Just make the sandwich.
I just love the idea that the sandwich is a total mystery. And she comes out, she gives you a little hints of what may be on it. Little yeah. hints like
jalapenos.
Normally pork rinds. Yeah, but like
optional jalapenos.
Whenever you hear that there's pork rinds on a sandwich, like, you know this is about to be an interesting sandwich.
An interesting sandwich, to say the least. The pork rinds made me excited. And so then our food gets brought out. Allison's sandwich looks completely normal. Mine, open it up, it's fucking swimming. Like, the thing is just, I'm going to describe it top down. Bun.
Yes.
A spicy barbecue sauce.
Pat.
Like a mayo.
Pat, listen. You already forgot the same thing that you forgot last time you told me this story. Where are the jalapenos?
Jalapenos are also on that top bun.
Oh, my God.
Jalapenos on the top bun with the barbecue sauce and some mayo. Then, purple cabbage coleslaw.
Yeah.
Vinegar purple cabbage coleslaw.
Mm-hmm.
Pickled purple cabbage vinegar coleslaw.
Uh-huh.
Was not expected.
Do you have
that.
Any more adjectives for it?
Wet. Wet. It was already moist. Underneath the coleslaw, a layer of baked beans.
Nah, yeah.
A lot of baked beans.
Yeah.
Soupy ass baked beans. I could not see.
This is a very wet sandwich.
It's a wet sandwich. Like if I tilted the container, it spills onto my leg. I cannot eat this without a fork. You can't get your hand into it. There's a bottom bun underneath the barbecue, underneath the baked beans is like pork barbecue.
But I can only imagine how wet that bun is.
It's soaked wet. It's like mush.
Yeah.
Like the top bun is a top bun.
Yeah.
The bottom bun, you could like blow on it and it would fall apart.
Yeah.
You can't reach, and also you can't reach under it because the container is like almost fit to the sandwich. So I have to go at it with a fork. The coleslaw, worst coleslaw I've had in my life. Terrible.
Yeah.
Just, and I'm not the biggest coleslaw fan, but I can eat it. The weird thing was they put coleslaw on both of our sandwiches and still give us a side container of coleslaw, which I don't understand why.
Because maybe you wanted it not on your sandwich too.
That doesn't make, it does, I guess. Doesn't matter. What matters is I had to eat it with a fork. I had to eat a sandwich with a fork, and it made me so uncomfortable. The coleslaw was bad, the beans were bland, and the barbecue sauce never touched the pork.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It didn't get to any of it on account of the fact that there were layers upon layers of everything else. The jalapenos were good, and like the barbecue was like moist. It just had no flavor.
Yeah.
And it was the same deal with Allison's, but Allison got to eat a normal sandwich. I had to eat mine with a fork, and we ended up just putting it all, like, I ate all the barbecue and some of the beans and just closed the lid, and we just tossed it in a trash can. I will not be going back there, and it disappointed me so greatly because it was, like, everything that I wanted out of a barbecue experience, which is just, like, a bunch of smokers set up outside in this tiny wood shack, in this tiny, like, just building where you go in and talk to somebody for, like, a minute and be like, all right, we'll be right back.
Yeah.
And they just come out with this paper bag of food.
You've been to Bad Bob's and Murray?
I have been to Bad Bob's and Murray.
It's pretty good.
I've not been there. I've had food.
Yeah, that's how I've had it too. Did you have their potato salad?
Mm-mm.
Bro, I don't even like potato salad, and that stuff is fire. Like, they were like, listen, Brent. The people I was eating with were like, listen, I don't care if you don't like potato salad. You have to eat this. I was like, all right, if it's that good. And listen, man, it was that good.
It was that good?
It was that good.
I can't remember the last time I had potato salad. I love that there are just so many, like, variations on salad that are just, what if we just put this vegetable in mayo? Every salad lettuce or a spinach salad is just this vegetable with mayonnaise.
Lots of it.
Lot of it.
Yeah.
I guess, well, really, it'd just be like egg salad, but that's eggs. And there's chicken salad, and that's chicken.
But doesn't chicken salad have mayo?
It does. That's what I mean. It's like, unless it's like made with explicitly lettuce or spinach, it's like main name item, mayonnaise.
Yeah.
And spinach, and not spinach, and celery.
Yeah.
Future Grounds makes a great, I cannot talk about chicken salad sandwiches. I love the chicken salad sandwich at Future Grounds. I recommend it to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
What'd you get up to?
This week? Oh, I didn't do a lot, man.
Neither of us did a lot.
I did not do a lot. I had a pretty slow week.
Mm-hmm.
I went and saw The Grudge.
How was that?
I liked it. I hadn't seen the old ones. Apparently, if you've seen the old ones, it's not that good. But that's just because, you know, people wanted to be like the old ones and it was different.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess it didn't make sense because of that. I didn't really care. It made enough sense to me. I liked it. And Pat, listen to me when I say this.
Okay.
This movie came out January 2020. I think that they could win Best Mustache of the Year in a film.
In The Grudge?
In The Grudge.
What award ceremony has Best Mustache?
I wish all of them. But regardless, one of the main like cops in this movie had an amazing mustache. It was so good. Such a good stash. And like he was Romanian or something, but I don't know. I don't think he was a super good actor because I didn't notice he had an accent until 20 minutes into the movie. And then I was like, he had that accent the whole time? And everyone else that I was with was like, yes. But then I didn't notice it again later. I was like, I'm pretty sure he's slipping. Anyway. Or maybe he wasn't. He could actually be a Romanian dude, and I'm just stupid.
He's just slipping. I watched, I haven't gotten to go to the theaters very much. I really wanted to go see Knives Out, but I never hopped on that train to go do it. There were several opportunities for me to go see Knives Out, and I never did. And I'm so mad
about it. I watched a bunch of, like, horror movies last week, actually.
Yeah?
I watched one called The Witch. Did not like it.
You didn't like The Witch?
No. I had to turn on the subtitles because I couldn't understand the accents. I watched the new Amityville.
Yeah?
I liked it with Ryan Reynolds.
Cool.
Ryan Reynolds did a great job in that film.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. He
looked jacked.
Really? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, he had a shirt off so much of that movie, and it was like, of course.
Nobody, the part is that movie takes place in the 70s. Nobody in the 70s was that defined.
What do you? Okay.
No one had the diamond cut.
Oh my gosh, Pat, you are so full of shit for saying that.
I refuse to believe it.
That is ridiculous.
I think they focused too
hard
on it.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever
seen. They did not need those shots. They did not.
No, they didn't. But it was Jack Ryan Reynolds. If you were directing that film, wouldn't you put those shots in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you got Ryan Reynolds. You use Ryan Reynolds.
You use it, exactly. Regardless, Amityville was good. And then the other one that I watched was Apollo 18.
Oh!
Now we can spend some time talking about this, because this is a silly movie. Honestly,
a silly movie is a way to describe it, yeah.
Honestly, I liked it. Like, I really did enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Did it get a good rating? Like, does it have a good rating?
No.
No? Mm-mm. It's bad?
It's sub 30%.
Really?
Yeah.
I really did enjoy it.
I did too. My favorite thing about it is, well, first off.
But I mean, I think I get why it would be a bad rating. Like,
the movie came out in 2011, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Spoiler alert, it's The Rocks. It's
yeah.
The Rocks,
I mean,
everybody.
You weren't going to watch it.
No one should. That's not true.
I don't feel that way. But regardless.
How little this movie is known.
Yeah, it was like the moon. They went to the moon and it was a super secret mission. And then like the moon was. Moon's haunted. Moon's haunted.
It's funny because there's like the actors in the movie. None of them have like only two of them have pictures on their Wikipedia pages. That's how unknown these actors are.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There weren't very many actors in the movie.
Honestly.
Nope.
Not at all.
The three main guys and a couple side characters, but like, I mean, that's the thing about movies about space. You don't gotta have a big cast.
Mm-mm.
Because there ain't that many people in space.
I don't know if you guys know this. Not a lot of people in space.
Not a lot of humans in space.
Would you ever want to go to space?
Yeah. I want to go to space really bad. But I never will get to, probably.
Yeah. My big thing is, I don't want to say that I don't know what I'd get out of the experience, because I know what I'd get out of it. It's literally traversing the sky
and
the space beyond it. And that would be insane. Mm-hmm. But also, I'm just like, eh.
No.
It's so weird. As a kid, I probably would have, like, literally, if anybody was like, little boy, space. I'd be like, oh, fuck yeah. Of course space.
I love space, man.
Yeah.
If I could go to space, I absolutely would. So maybe someday.
Someday.
Maybe someday they'll have... I'll be rich enough to buy one of those, you know, and go. But regardless, right now, I will not be. I'm not smart enough to be a scientist, so I will not be going to space.
It's not in the cards.
Yeah, not in the cards for me. Pat, I got something in my notes, and
I'm curious.
I sort of do. I don't really remember the conversation a ton, but I do. I do just like it, and I kind of wanted to see what you thought about it. First of all, I just want to ask you this question that Amberly asked me a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
She just looked at me and she goes, hey, Brent, what do you think the best thing is?
Love.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
If we're going for like the standard answer, if I was like to actually put the most and yet zero thought into it, that would probably be my answer. For me, for good old Ethan Patterson, what's the best thing?
What's the best thing?
What's the best thing?
Yeah, what's just the best thing?
Oh, God.
I want a good answer.
You know that 3 a.m. feeling when you wake up and your mouth has just... You don't recall eating sand.
Yeah.
But it's...
But there's sand in there.
It's dry.
Yeah.
You could cough dust.
Yeah. And then you get a good gulp of water.
You get a huge-ass gulp of water.
Yeah, man. That really could be the best thing.
That, like, there's so... Like, I don't believe that there is a singular one best thing you want to just... There's, like... To me, it's, like, a combination of different little experiences or little moments that, for me, make up the best thing.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, in the most toolish way sounding, is like the best thing is the experience that I call my life.
Yeah.
Because I've had some moments that are just like pristine.
Yeah.
And I get to experience that 3 a.m. water feeling on a, like, I could experience that on a daily basis if I played my cards right. Like, that.
Weird way to play your cards, but okay.
Yeah. The feeling whenever you take a bite of food and it's the perfect temperature, warm enough to make you go, but not...
Yeah.
Like, you could blow on it.
Man, Pat, you've got a lot of things. You got to pick one that's the best thing.
What do I care about the most? Love. I'm going to go with love. I'm going to be just stereotypical and just be love, cuz it feels good. Whatever kind you find. Whatever kind comes to you. Whatever kind you have.
That's a pretty good answer.
Yeah. What did you say?
Probably baseball.
Did not see that one coming.
I mean, it really is, though. It probably is baseball. You know, it's like, it's a sport. You can play it or watch it. It's fun either way. There's like lots of different aspects. Like in football, like everyone's kind of doing the same thing all the time, you know. In soccer, everyone's kind of doing the same thing all the time. Basketball, everyone's kind of doing the same thing. In baseball, someone's hitting it and someone's catching it. You know, like the teams are doing totally different things. So I think it's the perfect sport, and I think it's probably the best thing.
It's probably the best thing for it.
Do I like it?
No.
Not really.
But is it the best thing?
But I really do think that it might be the best thing.
Did Amberlee give you an answer?
No. She just asked me what I thought it was. And then I think she laughed too hard at probably baseball.
Nice.
To not move past it, you know?
One of my favorite things is whenever someone like asks a question, and then I feel like a lot of the times when people ask questions like that, they are asking simply out of curiosity at what certain other people are going to say.
I just really liked that question because it was like, it stops sooner than you think it's going to. Because it's like, what's the best thing to do to cure a headache? Or
what's the best thing to put on a sandwich?
Or even like, what is the best thing in the world? Like, even that is more context than just, what's the best thing?
What's the best thing? And you could like come up with an answer and be like, ooh, that's a big one. Someone saying what is the best thing feels, it just feels.
Exactly.
It feels so much.
I know exactly what you mean.
There's just so, like, innately, you're just like.
Yeah, you just had to stare at the ground. So here, listeners, dear listeners, please just take a moment. Take one or two moments. 1 to 3 moments, take them. And I'm going to ask you a question. What is the best thing?
Did you figure it out? Did you find out what the best thing is?
The best part is they don't even need to tell anybody. Like, there are people that are just like, what's the best thing? And you know what? They know.
They know.
Once you think about what the best thing is, you go for it.
I strive to know what the best thing truly is, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, it's not as easy as like just like baseball. It's not as easy as love.
Yeah.
It's just like sometimes the best thing is just like, you know, I can't. I don't have anything. I don't have what the best thing is.
Did you just try to talk yourself into the best thing?
Yes. I tried to talk myself into it and just maybe just like flick in. But yeah. No, I couldn't do it.
Yeah. It's a tough question.
It's a hard question. Someone dropped this on me the other day. Someone dropped this phrase on me, yeah. And it hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It was, how does it feel to know that that like you have everything you need to like make yourself happy?
Mm. Bad.
Yeah. I was told that the other day by a stranger.
Interesting.
A stranger on like just how does it feel to know you have everything that you need to be happy? Mm. I was like, wow. That
hello, my name is Ethan.
Hi, my name is Ethan and I'm kind of scarred now. Like my position in life is like I've never really like felt like I'm not happy. But there have been times where I've definitely been sad.
Yeah.
And if someone would have been like, you're capable of being happy, it's like, I'd be just furious.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a weird thing to think about because, yes, I think everyone, you don't need necessarily anything to be happy. You can do it on your own. But it sucks sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you know, it's like money can't buy happiness, but, you know, it can buy an Xbox. And that'll keep you occupied.
Basically the same thing.
Yep. Like, I remember that I used to get bored all the time. Then I found video games.
Yeah.
And that took up a couple years.
Yeah. But then you played all of them.
Out of everything, I'm going to switch off this like, really, like, mm-hmm. deep thing of being mm-hmm. happy because I don't have anywhere to go with that. It's only going to get sadder. I hate that, like, in my entire life of video gaming, I've wasted so much time.
Oh, for sure.
I have said no to so many opportunities to play video games. I have, like, I've not done anything like missed work because of video games or like failed stuff because of video games. But like, I've said no to social opportunities because of video games, like hanging out with people. This is mainly back in high school. I don't do it now because I just don't play video games as much. But like,
yeah.
Hanging out with people or going out to get food. Real life experiences. I am pretty sure that there were times in my life that I probably missed the opportunity to go on a date because I wanted to play video games instead. I think Civilization, the video game where you run a country, has probably netted me the loss of a lot of social opportunities.
Really? It was Civ?
Yeah, Civ. I have zero doubt in my mind. Allison, like my current girlfriend, there were at least two opportunities in my mind right now, back when we weren't dating,
mm-hmm.
that I guarantee I was supposed to say yes to a date, but instead was like, no. Because I just didn't read it correctly because I was not paying attention because I was playing Civ. There were way too many opportunities.
Wait, Allison, how? I didn't even know you'd been playing Civ recently.
Not super. No. Not recently. This is back when I worked at White College.
Oh.
Back when I was a desk super.
Like when you first met Allison.
Yeah. You know, past photography, but when I was working at White.
I see.
Yeah. Things worked out in the end, but still, it's like video games. But the thing I hate the most is just that I get burnout from video games. And I'm currently in like a slug right now of just like, nothing sounds good.
Is that why you're playing The Sims?
That's why I'm playing Sims. I made me on The Sims, and I'm a chef. I made my character because you like answer a questionnaire for like your Sims story, and it was like, you want to be a billionaire, but also a chef. And I was like, I don't understand why, but regardless, that's where I'm at right now video game wise is I'm waiting for Cyberpunk 2077 to come out. And in the meantime, I'm playing Civ, and when I'm over at Allison's house, I'm playing Borderlands. Borderlands 3 is super fun. Have we talked about video games that much on here?
No, not really.
We really haven't. You want to talk about Death Stranding?
I've been playing Death Stranding, yeah. So
I
So listen, guys. Death Stranding, weird game. Mm. And I don't feel that bad talking about it because it's going to get weird. All right, so here's the deal. Death Stranding is sort of a post-apocalyptic world, okay? Now, in this world, dead bodies, like when someone dies, their body blows up. It turns into a bomb. I don't really know why yet. It's extremely confusing. So I want you to know that I'm about to tell you all the details that I know, and they aren't going to make sense.
Yeah, I would also like to preface for anybody that is like confused. It is made by a man named Hideo Kojima. You don't know who that is. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that. Because if you do, you don't need the explanation. He made a video game series called Metal Gear Solid. And that game series was all about, like, espionage and, like, spies and mercenaries in, like, a world of supernatural stuff. Like, 90% of the world, normal. But there was, like, nanotechnology and weird, like, spiritual things.
Yeah,
and, like, ghost people sometimes.
Yeah, he uses the supernatural quite a bit.
Yeah.
So basically what happened with Death Stranding was they just wanted Kojima to make the most Kojima game possible.
And they did it.
We got this extremely weird thing out of it, right? Well, I have been playing it. Now, it's really hard to get into because the game is actually sort of boring. But we don't really need to talk about that.
No.
We need to talk about the weird stuff. So there are like these big ghost guys and they are... you can't see them. You can see their footprints that look like handprints.
Yeah.
Do they have a name?
BPs?
BTs?
BTs.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Which means something. We're not going to look up the lore.
I don't remember what it stands for. Anyway, so you can't see them at all. They can definitely kill you. Oh, yeah, and there's rain. And they call the rain Timefall, and that's because whenever it touches stuff, it makes it age really fast. So, like, it makes the plants grow and die really fast.
But
it also turns people into old people until they die. Yeah, it just really ages fast. Them until they die. Anyway, so the ghosts... But there is a way that you can see the ghosts. And that's by strapping a BB to your chest.
For the uninitiated, what is a BB?
It is an unborn baby in a mechanical
fetus.
Uterus, I guess.
Oh, no, it is a fetus. I'm sorry. I misspoke.
It's a fetus, yeah. And the BB stands for bridge babies. I don't know why these babies have the ability... But, okay, so the ghosts
I think
like,
it's because they're not born. They live in some weird
something
space.
Something like that. But...
Damn you, Kojima!
There's sort of like a multiverse sort of thing going on. So, like, when you die, you go to, I guess, where the... Well, they call it the beach. You just show up on this beach, and that's, like, where your soul lives.
It's California.
Yeah.
It's just California.
I don't know. There's also, like, dead fish everywhere sometimes whenever the ghosts show up. And if you get grabbed by the ghosts and pulled down... The ground turns into black water, and then there's this big whale, and I don't know what the deal with the whale is.
This game was probably made for people smarter than us.
Honestly, yeah, it's extremely confusing. So there's the big whale. Anyway, so the bridge baby, you strap that onto your chest, and then there's like this mechanical arm that comes out, and it points at where the ghosts are.
Yeah, it's like a sensor that is attached to your
equipment. Because your baby can see them, basically. But it's also an actual baby, so it gets really scared about the fact that there are ghosts everywhere.
So you have to soothe it.
And it also gets scared, like... The other thing about this game is that they made balance a thing, because, like, your whole thing is you're basically a mailman.
The game is a giant fetch quest with some combat.
You're a mailman. But, like, it's really hard to be a mailman in this world. Like, mailmen are, like, really badass because they have to fight all these guys and go around the exploded world. Anyway. But also there's something like... So whenever somebody dies, they have to burn the body or it will actually explode.
Mm-hmm.
But when you burn the body, it also puts this like toxin into the air that I think turns into the ghosts or something, or maybe makes more rain happen. I don't know. It's bad for the environment whenever you burn a body in this world.
Yeah.
So you have to go to like special facilities. I don't know. Am I forgetting something about this?
I want to say it all sounds right because I stopped playing. I played up until you, like, were told, all right, and now you go out into the world. And I was like, now that I have freedom, I don't care. Mm-hmm. I don't. I'm Norman Reedus delivery boy, and I just stopped playing.
Yeah.
It's just way too.
The thing is, honestly, the game has not been that fun for me yet.
Oh no.
But I'm just so interested in it.
That's fine. If you're interested in it, keep playing it.
Yeah.
I hope to at some point learn
I just know it has to get better than it is, you know?
For sure.
And there's things about it that I do like, but regardless, super weird game. I don't understand almost any of it. And, like, I don't understand the metaphor with the fish. I mean, I guess it's just because it's called the beach where you die.
Fish are dead easy.
Well, but, like, it's the beach, so, like, it's just that's where dead stuff goes. And then there's a bunch of dead fish there. Like, I guess that makes sense. But there's probably more to it than that. Anyway.
Maybe.
I'm realizing that this is sort of boring.
No, man, it's so dang weird. It's so weird. I mean, it's the weirdest game I've played in a good long while. Yeah. I think the last game that I got before Death Stranding was probably Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. Like the new Call of Duty game, which is not weird. Very straightforward.
Very normal.
Very normal. The problem is that I'm getting video game burnout so much quicker than I used to.
Yep.
It's so much faster. It's like I played Call of Duty for like a couple of, like maybe 2 or 3 weeks. And I was like, I don't care about the game anymore.
Yeah.
Which is a bummer because it's like what my brothers play all the time. And they're like always, like I'm in a group chat with them and they are playing like almost, not every night. I don't want to make it sound like they just, that's all they do. But they play pretty frequently. And I'm still just like, I don't want to play Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have anything else that I want to play right now.
Yeah.
Like, I deleted Red Dead 2 off my PlayStation recently to make space for Call of Duty. And I'm not regretting that decision. I played Red Dead for fucking ever.
Mm-hmm.
I played that game forever, but the online portion I did not care about.
No.
I want a new story. That's what I want. I want a game with a new story that doesn't feel like a slog.
There's also the Jedi Fallen Order. I really want to play that. Mm. That looks really fun.
I've heard it's like Dark Souls for Star Wars.
Star Wars Dark Souls? Yeah, exactly. I love it.
Which was super intriguing. And I like that more mainstream like actors are making ventures into video games now.
Well, it's cool because like the technology allows us to actually have people literally act in video games. And 100%, awesome.
Yeah. Like Norman Reedus is in Death Stranding. They also have Guillermo del Toro, but he's not voicing his character. It's just his likeness.
Oh, they just did like his. Did he do the mocap?
I believe he did. Otherwise they would have just put his face on. He might not have, but it is him like in the game, just not his voice. Mads Mikkelsen is in it, but he's just like a Norwegian actor. I like him. He's in other stuff. He was in a show called Hannibal. That was a pretty good show.
I watched The Mandalorian last week. And,
how do you feel? I love The Mandalorian. I've watched 4 episodes.
I liked it a lot. The action was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The action scenes were awesome. Bill Burr was in it for some reason, but that was fun too. Anyway.
Speaking of like TV shows on streaming services, The Witcher.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Have
you watched it?
It's insane how uninterested I am in The Witcher.
That's fine. It's not everybody's
like,
cup of tea.
I've never been interested in the game. It's ridiculous how little I care about it.
That's fine. They're just entertaining parts of it. One of my favorite things about it is just
that's the thing. I know it's great.
It's just like just hearing Henry Cavill go fuck like in every single episode is hilarious.
Wait, is Henry Cavill Geralt?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Or Geralt, as I prefer to call him.
Yeah. The wrong one.
Well, yeah. It's fun to be wrong.
Yeah.
Like Allison was pointing out to me that I've been saying Pinterest wrong. It's not that I'm saying it wrong. It's one word, and the way that I'm saying it makes it sound like it's two words. Pinterest.
I don't think you're doing anything wrong.
I think she's just messing with me, but also she is, like, weirdly, like, not, anal's not the right word. She's weirdly specific when it comes to, not so much pronunciations, but I guess in this case it's the pronunciation. She's speech pathology major, so it's just, like, I learn new things sometimes.
Excavating.
Excavate. Ugh. Brad. Brad Leone.
Yeah. Speaking of Brad Leone.
I feel like that's. I need to show Allison.
What do you all think about old Brent starting to? You all know what I look like. Let's be honest. Everyone who listens to this knows what I look like. Should I start wearing a Gubellini?
I think, yeah. What was great was you texted me this while I was in Fairview, and I was like, I think this is a thing to do with Brad Leone, and I think it's his hat. That was my first thought. I thought hat, and I thought it was Brad's hat, but we didn't know how to spell it.
Yeah, I still don't.
Gubellini?
Yeah, I still don't.
No, I still don't either, man. I got it corrected, still don't remember how to spell it.
But regardless, I think it's also called a fisherman's cap, which is a lot easier. But I like the word Gubellini. I just don't know if that's actually what it's called, you know? Right?
I don't
You think,
know.
But I don't know.
I like to dream.
Regardless, basically like a sock cap, but it goes above your ears instead of over them.
Mm-hmm.
Small one.
Just a high brim.
Yeah.
Yep. It's not even like a hat that like I even like hear about all that much. I literally just found out about it because you use the phrase, and I know it's the hat that Brad Leone wears.
Yeah.
That's about all the connection that I have.
So anyway, I think I'm going to give one of those a go.
I think it'll work. I mean, you're getting the Brad Leone hair.
I know. It's about that long.
It's about that long.
You know what time it is, Pat?
It's about that time.
It's about that time.
Is it actually about that time?
We got about 5 minutes until it's about that time.
We got about 5 minutes until it's about that time. I was about to say, like, it felt...
We're getting close.
We're getting there.
I'm trying to think of something fun that happened at work this week. I'm sure there was something good, right?
Probably.
You know, all I did this week really was work.
I say I didn't.
We went and hung out with a girl that I work with last night.
Right, we went and hung out with Sarah Slayton and her husband.
Yeah, Sarah and
Christopher. That's how I remember him because she always is like, my husband, Christopher.
I don't remember. They might listen to it because they were like, we were standing there talking, like me and Pat were talking, and Christopher said, this feels like I'm just watching a comedy improv bit. And we were like, that's exactly what we're doing. Like,
yeah.
And then we told them we had a podcast, and they were like, well, is it on Spotify? So.
Yeah, it is.
You know what? Here it is. I don't know if they're listening or not, but here's the shout out to Sarah and Christopher.
Shout out to the Slaytons.
You guys are awesome, and we are both really glad that we hung out with you.
They are both super fun. It was great because I knew Sarah back when she was just Sarah Burden. And then she became Sarah Slayton. Once she became Sarah Slayton, she became co-workers with Brent.
Yeah.
Which is neat.
Yeah.
They also have a toaster with Bob Ross on it.
Yeah.
And it cooks Bob Ross into your toast.
Yeah.
What was great was she tweeted about that, and I misread it and thought she had a toaster that printed Rick Ross into her toast.
Yeah.
Which was a more obscure thing. I would, in my current state of being, would prefer the Bob Ross, the artist, but... If someone was like, we couldn't get you that, we got you the one that prints this large, like, overweight black rapper. It's like, yeah, I'll take that one, too.
It's a deal.
Yep.
That'll work. That'll get the job done.
And I'll say, yeah, just listen to 100 Black Coffins whenever I, like, turn it on. That's a Rick Ross song.
Oh, is it a Rick Ross song?
Yeah. I got 100 Black Coffins for 100 Dead Men.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do the whole song.
I'm not asking you to. In fact, I wish you would stop.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and stop that bit right now. Either way, shout out to Chris and Sarah. You guys are great people.
Yeah, really, really good.
I ate their Cheez-Its, and they were pretty okay with
it. We also ate a chicken sandwich from them.
We did.
What else did we eat of theirs? Some candy? They shared their candy?
We ate some candy. They gave us some Sour Patch Kids.
They were great hosts.
They gave us some Sour Patch Kids. I got a bite of a cinnamon roll, and I kind of regret taking the bite because you know what I immediately wanted after that? The rest of the cinnamon roll.
Yeah. Dude, yep. Yeah, the cinnamon rolls are next level.
Schaefer cinnamon rolls are the shit. Well, I guess they're Wild Mountain Bakery.
Yeah.
Are the shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, they're so good.
You ever just like, just a good cinnamon roll? That's the stuff.
Yeah.
I don't care about what the best thing is. I want to know what's the stuff.
Pat, you know how a lot of times, like, people are always bringing knives to gunfights? You know people never bring to gunfights?
Cinnamon rolls.
They never bring cinnamon rolls. I just stole Pat's joke, but that's okay.
I don't. Oh my God. What I think I had a follow too, because then it's like, then you can use your knife to cut up that cinnamon roll to share with your friends or some shit.
Yeah. Pat did that joke the first time he ever did stand up comedy.
I did.
Or was it in the second one? It doesn't matter.
It was the second one.
I think it was the second.
The second one was probably better than the first one. Because I had Brent on stage.
Yeah,
the whole time.
I hit a drum every time he told a joke, but I didn't know where the punchlines were.
Yeah, we literally just
And I thought the jokes just weren't funny.
Yeah, there was a I had a water bottle on stage, and I think to close it off, Brent just came over and chugged the entire water bottle.
Yeah, well, no, because he took a drink of it, and then he looked over at me and he like offered it to me, and I was like, no, wait, yes. And then I came over, I chugged the whole thing, and I had to perform immediately after that.
He had to sing.
Yeah, and I had just chugged a whole bottle of water, which, like, now for me, not a big deal.
No.
Back then?
Huge deal.
It was weird. Yeah, it felt weird.
God. Chugging a whole bottle of water sounds so good.
I know. I wish I would have refilled my bottle before we started, because I want some water. But I think that we can do memes now. I think we did it.
Memes!
Pat, you know what time it is?
It's about that time.
It's about that time.
I don't remember when that started.
I don't know either. We aren't the only ones who do it.
Of course we're not. Yeah. But okay. This first one I literally sent to you, I think, a couple of minutes before we started recording. It is a picture of, it's an altered laundry machine thing. It's a dial that's a small, medium, large. But then it says oof size underneath it. And the dial is set to large. And there's a old man's face superimposed on the image just going, oof.
Yeah, big oof.
Yeah.
Very large oof.
Very large oof. The next one is a Twitter post. I think this is a Batman reference because it's got Tim Drake and Jason Todd. The names don't matter. What matters is the tweet. The original tweet says 30-day trial or 30-day free trial of being okay. And the two replies are, where's the link? Where's the fucking link?
Yeah. Can I get that link, though?
Can we get that link? Can someone get us that
link? Can I please have that link?
Please. 9 conversational tricks to make people think you are a medieval knight.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, and it's 2 sections, it says, instead of saying this, say this cool thing. So instead of saying, okay, God wills it.
God wills it.
Yes. I. Mm-hmm. No. Never upon mine own life.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I bethink not. That's a good idea. You ale soused Apple John, but that is a shrewd and various idea. I feel sick. By my troth, a plague is upon me. I might actually say that whenever I'm
saying. By my troth, a plague
is upon me. This job is killing me. Though I suffer the labor of 1,000 men, I'll offer it up.
Some of these are really long.
Yeah. Is that a threat? Churl, thy words amount to little more than the idol's utterance of a mandrake mimigrin. Mimogen?
I don't know that.
I'm better than you. I'm no hedge-born knave. Tis true.
Tis true!
Tis true. It's a video. Oh. This one was a murder. And by murder, I mean it was a Twitter conversation. Where someone tweeted out and said, hey guys, my parents are out of town, party at my house this weekend. And then he @s the police department in his town and says, they can't come though. And then he gets 9 likes on the post. And then the police department's Twitter replies and says, we're actually pretty cool people to hang out with. But we get it. If nothing illegal is going on and no one calls us, we won't come. But based off the number of likes / comments so far, it doesn't look like anyone else is going either. You can't even tweet at them because they just murdered you.
They roasted you.
Yep.
Dude, when the police roast you about how bad your party is, that's pretty tough, dude. That is pretty tough.
I got a couple more. I just had to reply. I'm an unprofessional and needed to reply to a thing.
Yeah, you didn't, but okay.
This is I think this is an Instagram post with replies. It says, I'm not a woman, but I pee blood. Might want to go to the doctor, bro. It's okay. I punched my genitalia hard enough, so now it's back to the normal green. And then underneath it is like the mannequin face and like
it's similar to the Stonks picture.
Yeah. And he
it's
just
a
says
monitor behind.
H-E-L-T-H.
Health.
Health.
Give me another one of that format.
The other person, as soon as you mention you have a cold, and it's the button that has like the phrase on it and a hand just going towards it really fast, and it just says, "Oh yeah, it's been going around."
It's been going around.
Everyone says that.
Yeah.
When your chest hurts.
Yeah. You say, whenever you hear someone say they're sick, you just assume like, oh yeah, everyone's sick. But I don't really always feel that way.
Mm-hmm. When your chest, God, why does it do that?
I've definitely said it's going around when I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I've definitely done that.
When your chest hurts, but you thump it with your fist and it stops hurting, and it's the health guy.
Health.
How's the weed? The weed guy, and it's Sully.
Just
tight face.
Yeah, he's got his okay hands up.
I'm not gonna talk about this one.
Yeah, don't.
I can't.
I know exactly the one that you're talking about.
This one's funny though. This, how to know if you are under the influences of illegal substances. 1, cotton mouth. 2, life seems pretty good.
Life seems pretty good. Yeah, that's a funny one.
Yep, I got one more.
Sure.
Yeah, I got one more.
Yeah. One more's fine.
All right, so it's a two panel, and it's a man talking to a receptionist, and he says, I have a 1:30 appointment, and she goes, which doctor? And he goes, no, I want the regular doctor.
Nice. Yeah, that's just a solid joke.
Solid joke.
That's just a great joke. That sounds like something I would actually say to the doctor. Yep.
Okay, there's one more before it goes into just, like, text messages.
Okay.
It's a four panel comic, and it's a guy, a stick man in a shower, shitting into hand in the shower. And then he throws it into the toilet, but it misses, and it lands on the ground. And then the last one is a depressed man with, like, aftershave and a cigarette and black
clothes. Yeah, he's got, like, 5 o'clock shadow and a cigarette.
I don't understand.
He's just, dude, he can't believe it.
Why?
He can't believe it.
I know. I don't know what I expected, but it's like.
He can't believe that this has happened.
I can.
What do you mean?
Anytime you ever
You never shit in your hand in the shower?
I've never shit in my hand.
Never?
No.
Not once.
Brent, I have never touched my own shit.
If you shit in your hand, it would just be like...
Sauce.
Water, yeah. You wouldn't be able to toss it into the toilet because it's not solid.
Do you think it'd be warm?
Do you ever poop in the shower?
No.
Well, I mean, it would just wash right down. I mean, we shower in the same shower, so like, don't, but...
That was a joke that I made to our RA freshman year. It was like, he was like, I asked, is it still cool if we pee in the shower at a floor meeting? And he goes, y'all nasty. And
he said, he was like, just make sure it all goes down the drain something like that.
And then I was like,
no, I think you're right. I think he was just like, no, that's gross.
He's like, no, that's gross. And I was like, I'm sorry, Matt. A lot of things happen when I'm taking a shit, which implied
the meeting was over after that.
Yeah, it was. Which also implied
because it was a floor meeting full of dudes that lived on our floor. Like the meeting was over after you said that. Mm-hmm. It was very funny. All right, well, that's all we got today. We have got to apologize once again for the late podcast. We are just terrible. Maybe this is just a Friday podcast now. What do you think, Pat?
Sure. Why not?
Why not?
Who cares?
Yeah. Is that going to ruin everyone's freaking week if we have a Friday podcast instead of a Thursday podcast?
I think two people have given notice about, like, you know, your dad has mentioned whenever we've been late on a podcast, and Chief has been like, I thought something was wrong.
Yeah.
He's never actually said, I thought something was wrong. He was just like, you guys didn't do it on the same day. Weird.
Yeah. It's because we suck.
We do suck. We're bad friends.
Yeah. We're bad at this. But at least there are episodes every week.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all we got.
That's all we got this week for you, everybody.
So, thank you for listening. Special thanks to Mike White and As Good As It Gets for the use of our theme song, Living Room, off of their album Something Old, Something New. Listen, if you're not listening to As Good As It Gets, then you aren't doing what you should be.
Listen to As Good As It Gets, everybody. It's legitimately a great duo.
Yeah, they're good.
They do great work.
That's all we got. What's our fact about Mike White this week?
Our fact for Mike White this week. Mike White is actually the guy that does the mocap for Guillermo del Toro in Death Stranding. He put on a big boy suit, like a fat man suit.
Yeah, he did the
motion capture.
Yeah, He moves just like Guillermo. That's what everyone always says. He wrote a song, and it's similar to Moves Like Jagger, but it's Moves Like Guillermo. And that's him.
Not as smooth rolling off the tongue.
No. Well, and it's not as smooth as moving like Mick Jagger either. It's Guillermo del Toro. Like, he's not, you know, really smooth moving guy.
No.
But
he's moving.
He's moving, darn.
And he's grooving.
So, and you know who's moving just like him?
Who?
Mike White. He's got moves like Guillermo.
Moves like Guillermo.
I got the moves like Guillermo. Guillermo. I
got the moves like Guillermo. Guillermo.
All right, well, that's enough of that.
That's all of it.
That is enough of that.
Yep.
Thank you all for listening. Make sure that you tell your friends and...
Tell your family.
I don't remember. You remember,
tell your
you
kids.
You know all the stuff. I know you aren't doing it, so, like, why does it even matter?
But friends are guilt-tripping everybody.
Yeah, well, they aren't. Our numbers ain't going up.
And it's because of you.
You aren't telling anybody.
We tell everybody.
It's not because of us. It's not because of you. It's because of us. It's because of us. Because
this ain't our fault.
This is our fault. You know whose fault it is, Pat?
Whose?
It's yours.
Mine?
Yeah.
It is definitely my fault.
How many Photoshops have you made? How many graphics have you made in the past 5 months?
Maybe five. And that's being generous.
It's been a little bit. Yeah. And listen, man, I don't want to just peel back the curtain too much, but I want to let everyone know our numbers go up every time we post a graphic.
Oh, God, I didn't know that. That shouldn't be influencing to make the graphics. I should just be making them. Solemn vow, right?
I can't believe I never told you that.
No. If I would have known that, I would have put more quality into them, too. The one that's going to go up tomorrow, though, is one that is definitely going to... There's going to be one tonight. You have my word on that, everybody. Or
yeah.
Brent
well,
is going
here's
to jab me in the balls if
Pat,
I don't
here's
make
what's
one
about
tonight.
To happen. We're about to be done recording, and then I'm going to edit this, and then you're going to go make a Photoshop based on what we talked about today.
Yes. Based on what we talked about today? Yeah, okay.
It's got to be. It's
no,
advertised
yeah.
for this podcast.
Yep.
That's what's going to happen.
Yes.
All right. So we agree.
Otherwise, I'm getting punched in the beanbag.
Yeah.
I'm saying that.
I'm going to punch your beanbag.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Order another idiot sandwich.